Violence and crime are a big concern in Brazil, too. Gun violence is such a huge issue there that Amnesty International has come out with an app that lets people track violence on their phones. It's called Crossfire, and Amnesty is releasing it just in time for the Olympic Games getting underway in Rio next month. Reporter Catherine Osborne says Rio is one of the most violent cities ever to hold a Summer Olympics, and it's not just the gangs doing the killing.
An extraordinary number of killings in Rio are also by police, so it's important to note that 15% to 20% of homicides in the city of Rio are by police officers, and police homicides have been on the rise as well, especially in the month of May. It was particularly bad.
So Amnesty International has created this app called Crossfire. I gather it's supposed to track violence. How does it actually work?
You log into the app, and if you've heard a shootout or if you've received news of a shootout and somebody has been wounded or killed, you can register it on the app and you can say where it happened and reports of people wounded or killed. And then Amnesty compares all those numbers with other reports and makes records of where the shootouts have been in the city and sort of who is dying over the course of months and even weeks. And what's interesting is that it's something that residents already track on social media. When there's a shootout going on in a neighborhood, a lot of people will post, you know, avoid this area, shootout on this street. But data is available, at least from the government, only to the police themselves, not to residents, about like over a long period of time, which areas have been the most dangerous, et cetera. So this is an effort for citizens to be able to track this more closely, to be able to alert each other where to avoid, and also look at longer term numbers about, in the long run, you know, where is the situation really tense and can we advocate for better police policies in this particular neighborhood?
Sounds like Amnesty International created this for residents of Rio and for greater transparency.
Exactly. And for police as well, not just residents of neighborhoods where shootouts are going on. Killings of police are also on the rise this year, and they too are also the victims when escalation happens between drug gangs and police, which is a big factor in the rise in homicides.
Have you downloaded the app, Catherine?
I have, and I haven't registered any shootouts near my neighborhood, but I have heard from the person who's doing the data entry that since the app was rolled out one day ago, there's been at least two big shootouts in the city, and one police officer died in the north zone of the city. So that's part of the first day totals.
I mean, data is important, but how much can an app actually prevent police brutality and gun violence?
It can be used to help advocate for better oversight of problem areas. And Rio was the center of a big effort at police reform starting in 2008, a program that was primarily for the population, but also meant to secure the city pre-Olympics called Pacification was launched then. There's been a lot of problems with the program, but it's going better in some areas. And so it's a tool where people can really say, look, we have the information that even though you promised sweeping investments in this community, instead, the main thing that's been happening here is shootouts.
So during the games themselves, Catherine, do we know what measures the Rio police are planning on taking? Will they be doing anything dramatically differently?
So the police will be cooperating with the army and also plenty of international security forces. The defense minister recently announced that 220,000 soldiers will deploy to Rio for Olympic security. There are plans to shut down traffic lanes and to isolate athletes and tourists from the rest of the city. And in addition to the big increase of officers in the city, there's also a rise in surveillance, which has also caused concern from civil liberties groups. So yesterday, three journalists were detained for filming subway guards who harassed teenagers coming out of a demonstration. So the city's going to be sort of on high watch and on high alert.
What kind of people's Olympics will that actually make?
That's the biggest critique about the games here, that it'll be safe for the tourists. However, the price that the local population have had to pay for that to happen is high. A lot of people here say disproportionately high. And, you know, for tourists themselves and for the question of, oh, am I going to be safe? They'll probably be fine if they are street smart and they sort of don't walk with their iPhone in front of them taking pictures, as tempting as that is. But I think also thinking about this question of security is a chance for people to engage with the history of Rio, and inequality is a big part of the history here. Rio was one of the biggest slave ports in the Western Hemisphere. And the traces of that you can still see in Brazilian culture in so many ways. And it's Black Brazilians, both in poor neighborhoods and who are police officers, who are making up the majority of those homicide numbers in the city that we're talking about rising. It's likely them who are going to pay more than the tourists.
Reporter Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro, thanks very much for filling us in, Catherine.
Thanks, Marco.
The world's Will Carlos is also following the run-up to the Rio Olympics. He's put together a list of 7 bad omens looming over them, and it's hard to tell what's worse, the killing of Juma, the Olympic mascot, or athletes being mugged in broad daylight. Anyway, we have that list at PRI.org.